This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The temperature has dropped by 30 degrees over the last hour at the Denver International Airport, and it's only expected to get colder. The Denver Coliseum will be opened by the city tonight in preparation for the dangerous winds and cold. The Coliseum will serve as a 24-hour warming center through Friday, when temperatures are expected to be just a bit higher, but not by much. Winds could cause frostbite to exposed skin in just minutes. And in Colorado Springs and Pueblo, community organizations are providing shelter. The Red Cross will open an emergency warming shelter at Sanctuary Church on the west side of Colorado Springs after 5 tonight, so it should be open now. Springs Rescue Mission has also expanded their shelter's capacity. The Pueblo Transit Center will function as a warming center from Thursday night until Saturday. Officials suggest staying home if possible. If you do have to go out, limit your exposure and wear layers. The city and county of Denver has just asked the state for $1.5 million to expand capacity and resources to help with the hundreds of migrants arriving from the southern U.S. border. Mayor Michael Hancock said the city is doing its best to respond, but noted that Denver has limited resources to handle the influx of this many people.
We need help. Cities are taking the brunt of the crisis, and we're all at a breaking point. For much of the country, the immigration crisis is about to be compounded by another crisis, the Arctic cold front that will be arriving in Denver today.